Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného veselania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Želajú vám dobrá nedeľa a vítajte u nás. That is, we wish you a good Sunday and welcome to our show. This is the Russian Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday here on WEDO 810 on your radio dial on the amplitude module of AM, whatever that stands for. Ted can tell me that later. We will have a lot of things for you today. My dad, Jack, is at the Resurrection Church in Monroeville preparing for this afternoon's festivities, which we will tell you about in a little bit. So let's get started. This comes from Rusinske Piesne from Slovakia. This is Mala Ja Hlas Mala. You can listen to the Russian Heritage program anywhere in the world, any time of the day or night, via the World Wide Web Super Highway of Information. Go to our newly renovated www.c-. rs.org, scroll down the left-hand side, and there we are in streaming audio. We need your financial support if our radio broadcasts are to continue. If you enjoy the program and want it to continue, or if you happen to have any comments or questions about our format or what we do, please let us know. We enjoy bringing you the program to our listeners every week, but we need your help to do so. So please call Jack, 412-331-3124. Email him at russinradio@c-rs.org. Or check the Russin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. We are currently looking for any Russin-owned businesses or any other business who would like to advertise on our show. If you are interested, if you are a Russin business owner or any other business owner who would like to get our audience, get some new work out there through advertising, please give us a call. Our next number is from the group Makovitsya in Svidnik. This is Červena Ruža Tulipan. Last night, the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS held their first Vatra, or bonfire, on the grounds of the Church of the Resurrection, Byzantine Catholic Church, in Monroeville. It was a wonderful event indeed. A good time was had by all. We started the evening off with good food, pirohi, holushki, holupki, kolbasi. You were able to roast your hot dog or your kolbasi over the fire. Then the fun really began when Jerry Jumba, Bob Bartko, Brian Bartko, myself, started playing a sing-along for everybody. Well, all the old songs, a lot of new songs, even a lot of English songs were sung as well. We also want to thank Judy Darcy for also bringing her flute and playing as well, and for all the other ones who sang and did everything there. So we hope you had a good time. We look forward to your feedback on if you like the Vatra or Picnic. We'd be more than happy to take those comments from you. Next on the Hit Parade, we will go back to Rusinske Piesne from Slovakia. This is called V našim novim sadi, or in our new park. National CRS annual meeting will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Resurrection Church Hall in Monroeville. The meeting will be followed by a cultural presentation of the history of Rusyn music, song, and dance by myself and CRS President John Rigetti, and after that, a performance by Slaviani Folk Ensemble. The doors will open at 1 p.m., so that's 45 minutes from now. If you're coming from church, don't go to Eaton Park. Don't go to wherever you go to eat your brunch. Come to our place and have some good pirohi, holushki, no holubki, we didn't have that, kobasi, hot dogs, and baked goods. We have a lot of baked goods still. So, what else are we going to have there? We're going to have other refreshments, a variety of homemade baked goods, Chinese auction, and the CRS sales table and marketplace. You still have plenty of time to head over to the Church of the Resurrection, 455 Center Road in Monroeville. This event is taking the place of the annual CRS picnic and also the national annual meeting, which is required by the IRS for the Carpathia-Rusyn Society. So we are hoping for a large turnout this afternoon. So before you watch that football game where the Steelers going to beat up on the Patties, you come to our church, Church of the Resurrection, and have a good time. Next, we have Shari Sean with Cito Zvoni Zvonit and Bulaya Divoka. Mount St. Macrine announces Icon Reflection Series. It'll run Thursdays, October 6th, 13th, and November 10th and 27th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and repeat it again at 7 to 8:30 p.m. The presenter will be Sister Barbara Jean, OSBM. Session 1, the Trinity, Christ, Mary, and Theotokos. Session 2, Holy Days, Part 1, Session 3, Holy Days, Part 2, Session 4, Saints and Patrons. The offering is $12 per session or $40 for the full series. Icons have served for many centuries to teach Christians the truths about God and as instruments to deepen faith. In this series, you will learn of the spirituality and symbols of the icons. Each session will include a meditation on an icon, thus inviting participants to pray with these windows into heaven. For more information and or registration, call 724-438-7149.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. The Russin Heritage Program is not just a program for Russins, young and old, but also other nationalities that inhabit the Russin area homeland. This week's news item comes from Zakarpattia. This week in the Zakarpattia region of Ukraine, the city of Uzhhorod marked an unprecedented event in the life of local Jewish community. For the first time in over 70 years, a new Jewish day school opened in this city of 117,000, located near the borders of Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania. The inauguration ceremony engaged the school's future pupils, their parents, teachers, members of the local community, and numerous guests and local officials. The festive event began with greetings from the city's chief rabbi, Menachem Teichman, and his wife, who addressed participants about the immense significance of the day school and a Jewish education to the life and continuation of the Jewish community. The Transcarpathian region was hit hard by the Nazis' forced deportation and extermination of the Jewish population during World War II. During the Holocaust, 17 main ghettos were set up in the cities of Zakarpattia, from which all Jews were taken to Auschwitz for extermination. Ghettos in Zakarpattia were not liquidated until 1944. Many of the Jews of the Carpathians were killed, though a number survived, either because they were hidden by their neighbors or were forced into labor battalions, which, strangely enough, often guaranteed food and shelter. The Or Avner Chabad Day School occupies a building located near the Jewish Community Center. So far, 12 children have signed up for the first session at the elementary school. The youngsters will attend daily lessons on the basic school subjects, in addition to classes on traditional Jewish subjects. Pupils will also receive 3 hot meals a day, prepared in the community's kosher kitchen. We also have Russian schools of the same caliber of the Jewish schools there in Zakarpattia as well. So it's quite a remarkable sight to see the Jewish population growing again in Zakarpattia. Next we go to Zemplin County. This is Chiavina, Materina, and Takayunas from the folk group Pichonchanka. Well, for those of you that do know Chia Vina Materina and Taka Unas, that certainly wasn't it. That was from Transcarpathia. That was Hudatska Taistra with Oi Chorna, Yasi Chorna. Now we take you to Zemplin County for Chia Vina Materina and Taka Unas. Next, we're going to go to S Harmony with Kuma Moya. And as we close our program today, I want to remind you of the CRS Annual National Meeting and Cultural Program this afternoon at the Church of the Resurrection, Center Road, Monroeville, 2 p.m. Food will start at 1. You can browse the sales table, get some early Christmas shopping done, partake of food, baked goods, and pirohi from the world-famous Holy Ghost Mickey's Rocks. Pirohi, which is available on Fridays at the Holy Ghost Hall, Helen Street. You can call Helen on Helen Street. Helen, Helen, if you're out there, Helen and Helen Street. I'll see you later about that. 412-331-5155. We will leave you today with Kuma Moya S Harmony. We hope to see you in an hour or so at the Church of the Resurrection.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сі опачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати слідуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходьте здравий з Богом!
This is your station.